Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. It's Reef. Place your hands. 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock Thursday morning. Let's go to the movie. Shane A. Bassett, good morning.
Good morning, Gilly.
Mate, some news regarding Odeon 5?
Yes, indeed. July the 16th. Now, they've got the movies on their website, but no session times yet. And I thought it was worth mentioning, give all the moviegoers out there in the Central West a heads up that the Odeon 5 is actually opening its doors again, finally. Movies are listed, but we'll only know the session times in probably a week or so, and I'll keep you updated.
Fantastic. So July 16th is the date. Great news. Now, let's talk about The Princess Bride. There's a remake.
Yeah, it's an unusual one. Now, I'm not one to talk about phone apps, especially when it comes to watching things. But 1987, The Princess Bride is an absolute classic. Generations of children and families have loved that movie. Now, what we got is a homemade Quibi version. Now, Quibi is a phone app where it's intended to not have anything longer for 10 minutes, and it's kind of like a funniest home videos, but with lots of famous stars. Now, what's happened is during the isolation quarantine period in the US, a director has got together a galaxy of stars, including Australia's own Hugh Jackman and Adam Sandler and Chris Pine and Josh Gad and Jack Black. All these people have come together to do four-minute installments of scenes from The Princess Bride. It's become very, very popular already. There's only been three parts released so far, but over 2 weeks, there's a new chapter every day. It's a 90-day free trial. If you're into The Princess Bride, it might be worth getting.
Okay, all right. Now, speaking of generational installments, Scooby-Doo, yeah. I grew up on it. My kids enjoyed it when they were younger, so it's still about now.
Well, you know what? If you really enjoyed the classic cartoon Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Inc. gang, I would not recommend watching this because it's a digital recreation. And although it puts in the old formula and the favorite, and we've actually got some extra characters, some Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters that pop up in this too, like Captain Caveman, it really is overwhelming and not good. Like, I don't know why they've done it this way. The actual animation looks like they're all strobe lights. Right. It's really disheartening because, yeah, the classic cartoon is so popular. And even the 2002 movie that came out, Scooby-Doo, with Sarah Michelle Gellar, was quite a popular movie, the live-action one. So this one is a good one if you want to potentially watch it with a family and kids. But if you're a fan of the original, I think you'll be a little disappointed.
All right. Now, Eurovision, that always makes you laugh. But then put Will Ferrell in the mix, it gets even funnier, I'd imagine.
Well, Will Ferrell, he can be a little bit hit and miss sometimes. Sometimes he has a very funny movie and other times not so much. This one, yeah, I liked it. You know, I did watch it twice over the weekend. It dropped on Netflix. It is a comedy about a musical duo from Iceland. Rachel McAdams plays his partner in the film, and they're not very good, but they enter Eurovision Song Contest and become very popular. They're there by default. Now, you've got people like Pierce Brosnan playing Will Ferrell's father. Demi Lovato is in it. She's very funny. Graham Norton plays a small role in it. So it's got flair. There's some pretty funny songs in it, and it's entertaining. So I enjoyed it, and I actually am going to recommend it.
Okay, now tell us about Sea Fever.
Oh, this is right up my alley. Sea Fever is a environmental thriller. It is about a fishing trawler. Now, they're marooned off the coast of Ireland. Now, on board is a scientist because she wanted to come on board and check out some of the water and some of the strange things that have been happening. Now, while they're marooned and floating around in the middle of the ocean, these microscopic organisms and creatures come on board through the water supply. That's all I'll say because it's got a bit of a twist in it, but it's a good one if you like scary movies or thrillers. I enjoyed it. And the cinematography is just amazing out on the water. So highly recommended, especially if you've got a big screen TV.
All right, fantastic. Take us to the movies as he does each week at Shane A. Bassett. And once again, good news at Odeon 5, not too far away. A couple more weeks and it should be back to business as usual. Mate, nice to chat. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'll keep you updated on the blockbusters that are coming out. But in the meantime, it's a mixture of new films and some older films. See you later, Gilly.